It's a vicious new animal added to a deadly carousel of drugs cycling in and out of the Chicago area. Just a month ago, the I-Team told you about carfentanil, a deadly opioid more potent than fentanyl. Now, the first death attributed to a mixture including a new synthetic opioid, cyclorphine, was reported in Chicago. Cyclorphine is 10 times more potent than fentanyl, an already deadly drug, making any encounter with it potentially catastrophic.
The real danger is they could be a routine drug user, and all of a sudden this more potent synthetic opioid is introduced to their system and could put them into an overdose or a poisoning.
So far, cyclorphine has been identified 3 times in Illinois, but it's emerging throughout the country with multiple cases in California, Texas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and the East Coast, according to the Center for Forensic Science Research and Education.
This one scares me.
Laura Fry is executive director of the substance use harm reduction organization Live for Lolly. She says testing street drugs for cyclorphine is a challenge, if not impossible. She met today with the Lake County Opioid Initiative, the team speaking about steps needed to identify cyclorphine in overdose deaths. She and SAC Smith telling the I-Team cartel chemists are working to introduce new drugs into the supply as progress is made to reduce fentanyl potency and precursors coming to Mexico from China.
Cartel chemists, whether they're CJ&G chemists or Sinaloa cartel chemists, are constantly adapting to look for drugs that are stronger, more potent, and drive addiction.
So here's the thing, cyclorphine is an opioid, so overdose reversal treatments like Narcan should work, but there may be more doses needed to revive a user.